particular day. Kate arrived a little ahead of the appointed hour, wanting to take in the lay of the land. He wasn't worried about being beat out for the job. Rather, he wanted time to decide if the job was for him. He arrived in Savage Wells on a cloudless September afternoon, expecting to see a tiny town. But buildings lined either side of an L-shaped street, with fields sprawled out in all directions. He'd passed quite a few ranches on his ride in. The signs on each building were large and clear, and the storefronts well-kept. Mercantile, blacksmith, barber. The town even had a combined hotel and restaurant. He might be bored, but he'd not go hungry. Spotting the jailhouse, he rode in that direction. He adjusted his hat to sit a little lower on his head. He hooked his right thumb over his gun belt, keeping the reins in his left hand. He knew perfectly well the picture he and his white stallion Fintan made and the impact it had. Most of his confrontations were won before he even opened his mouth. Not many people were about. Those who were smiled and waved to each other. A few had stopped to jaw a piece. The conversations were animated but friendly. No one shoved anyone else. No weapons were brandished. It was quiet, peaceful. A town that wasn't throwing itself into the fire day after day would take a great deal of getting used to. Reaching his destination, he dismounted in one fluid movement and tied Fintan's reins to the hitching post. He stood a moment, eyeing the jailhouse with its covered porch and front windows. In a great many towns, the glass would have been shot out so often they'd have quit bothering to replace it. A man stood near the closed door, a pair of wire-rimmed spectacles perched low on his nose and black sleeve protectors over his white shirt. "You must be here about the job of sheriff." Cade had been a lawman long enough to have the appearance of one. No one ever needed to ask. He gave a single curt nod. "Anyone else here yet?"
"Oh, yes, yes."
The man glanced about, head darting from one side to the other as he patted at his various pockets.
"Mr. Rice, just over there, with the blue bandana around his neck."
He motioned toward the post at the far end of the overhang.
"Two more men are waiting alongside the building. Two."
He pulled off his spectacles and wiped the lenses with a white linen handkerchief.
"But there should be more. A few more. A few."
He returned his spectacles to his face.
"Good, good."
He adjusted the brown bowler on his head, then went back to patting his pockets. Was the pocket padding a nervous habit, or had he misplaced something? He returned his gaze to Cade, though he continued to fidget.
"I am Mayor Brimble."
He held out his hand, pulled it back quickly to wipe something off his fingers, then stuck it out once more. Scatterbrained mayors tended to run scatterbrained towns. That didn't bode particularly well. Out of the corner of his eye, Cade spied a young lad, 12 years old, he reckoned, standing at Fintan's head, eyeing a bit too closely the horse and the packs it held. Without turning his head fully in that direction, Cade pointed his finger at the boy.
"Leave him be, boy. He has a devil of a temper."
The boy's eyes opened wide.
"I wasn't gonna hurt him, mister."
"It ain't you hurtin' him that I'm worried about."
"Yes, sir."
And he backed away. Cade returned his attention to the mayor, who was watching him with much the same awed expression as had the boy on the street.
"There's no point standing about twiddling our thumbs," Cade told the mayor. "We must be near time to begin."
"Yes, yes."
Mayor Brimble patted his pockets once more, but didn't find whatever he was looking for. A man on horseback came up alongside the jail. He tipped his sweat-stained hat back, eyeing them.
"Is this the spot for the sheriff job?"
"Yes, yes, yes."
Cade hoped the mayor didn't make a habit of repeating himself all the time. It was likely to grow tiresome.
"I've not seen a saloon or a bawdy house since arriving."
Cade had never known a town that didn't have both, often several of each. Most of the trouble he'd encountered as a sheriff had begun at one or the other of those establishments. The mayor puffed out his chest.
"We've never allowed either in Savage Wells."
Now that did bode well. Another man sauntered over, his swagger